This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 seriously, get involved in the conversation. Whether you are on the same page as me or not, whether we agree on these things or not, it doesn't matter. At least get informed. Find out what the other side, how the other side thinks. Get an 855. What are you doing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I have a family. In my family, we've had police officers. We've had people on the wrong side of the law. We've had police officers. We've had attorneys. We've had all kinds of people. It's like every other family in the country. We got a mix of people. And you know, blue lives do matter. All lives matter. Got it, right? But blue lives do matter. These guys are going out on a regular basis. They're going out in front, they'll stand in front of you, they'll take a bullet, they'll protect you on a regular basis. I don't know many others that'll do that. I don't know many others that are willing to give up their lives, jump in front of a bullet for you. Or, yeah, jump in front of anybody for you, for that matter. How many people do you know that are running into a burning building to save your butt? Seriously. How often do you read about good Samaritans? And not that they aren't out there, Don't go down that road with me. But how many times do you read about good Samaritans running towards a burning home, a burning car, right? Protecting somebody else from being shot or killed. And again, not that they aren't out there. Cops do it. Do it every day. Police officers, firemen, every day. And you may not like the way they do it, you know, and you know, they're the bad guys for all intents and purposes, right? Because if I'm speeding, they're coming after me. If I'm doing something wrong, that's when I see them most of the time. It's a very small percentage of the time you see them protecting somebody or, you know, that's not news. So, I've been saying for a long time, if these cops get too afraid, if they get too afraid to act, if their first thought is political correctness, if their first thought is has to do with, oh my God, what's this going to look like? First, you're going to start losing cops to being shot, killed, and beaten. Then you're going to start losing them because they're not going to want to become a cop. You're not going to want to become a police officer. You'd be crazy to want to become a police officer. You're out there protecting people's lives, and the first thing that happens is you might get sued and thrown in jail should you make a wrong decision in a high-pressure scenario. Well, it's happened. And it's happened, we know it's happened more than once, but this is a little bit more detailed. A Chicago police officer who's been hospitalized after she was severely beaten said she was afraid to use her gun because of the scrutiny she would have faced. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't. I would hope and pray for the best, and I would protect myself. I want to come home to my family. I want my kids to see their dad. Now, Wednesday morning, police responded to a car crash in the city of Chicago on the west side, where officers encountered a man that police alleged was violent and under the influence of drugs. Now, three officers were hospitalized at the incident. One officer who was severely beaten told Superintendent Johnson that she was afraid for her life and afraid to use lethal force with all of the attention on police department's previous actions and fatal incidents. You can't have our police department afraid like this. Not afraid that the guy might shoot them. Because they were all afraid of that. My uncle used to tell me, look, every time I go out there, I put the uniform on. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but yeah, I'm afraid somebody's going to have a gun. I'm afraid when I ask somebody to stop walking or stop something, turn around, face me. I don't know what they have in their hand. They've got seconds to make a decision. I get that. If they have to make a decision, and on top of the decision, they have to weigh out what they're going to encounter in the public eye or in scrutiny, we're going to lose a good part of our police force. Mostly the deaths, I'm sure. Now, she thought she was going to die. She knew that she should shoot this guy, but she chose not to because she didn't want her family or the department, to have to go through the scrutiny the next day on national news. Look what we've come to. We've come to a country now where we have more racial violence than we've had since the early 60s, for God's sakes. Right? We've got police officers that are afraid to do their jobs. And it isn't because we're hiring cowardly police officers. It's because now we're more for the criminal than we are for the police officer. A nearby business captured surveillance video of the incident. The owner didn't see the incident firsthand, but saw how the incident unfolded on surveillance video. He went on to say, it's terrible. It's so terrible. It's a total disregard for law enforcement. They put their lives forward every day for us, and to see somebody do this, to pummel the police officer, is terrible. It's a terrible thing, said the business owner. Apparently, he thought it was very terrible. Now, the police haven't commented on this yet. Talk about being in a bad situation. Talk about being in a scenario that can become very ugly, very quickly. Again, we've got to support our police officers. Do they always do the right thing? No. You know why? Because they're human. I mean, seriously, they're human. So why do we expect them never to make a mistake? Do we hold them to a higher standard? Sure we do. Do we want them to be a little more, resolve or more sure of what they're doing? Of course we do. But they're not perfect, people. When they're out there protecting you and I, we shouldn't expect them to be. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with us. I appreciate the time you spent with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me one. Send me a topic, send me an issue, send me a link. We'll discuss it on the air. Send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I will not use your name unless you're just being stupid, okay? Seriously, unless you're just being a jerk, I will not use your name, I promise. Okay? This woman, this poor, and I don't want to single her out as a woman, okay? Because somebody will take that the wrong way. This police officer, how do you like that? Okay? This police officer hesitated. And they hesitated because I'm going to blame it on us again. We keep electing the wrong people. We keep electing the wrong people that will stick up for us, stick up for our community, stick up for our leaders, stick up for our police officers. How about we get some people in office that will actually grow a spine, keeping it clean, right? Grow a spine and actually fight for us. What do you think about that? Anybody with me on that one? Okay, let's do some of the extremely stupid stuff. Just to kind of lighten things up a bit. Yeah, maybe this isn't so stupid. Hey, Haitian leaders are denouncing Hillary for stealing billions in aid meant for the Haitian people. I mean, I've been talking about this for a long time. This is nothing new. And it keeps coming back around, but people keep ignoring it. You know, again, they get hundreds of millions of dollars to help out others, and they do jack squat. If anybody knows Jack Squat, tell him I said I'm sorry. Didn't mean to bring up his name. Now, everything the Clintons become involved in, right? I mean, anything you see the Clintons do, and it's really sad, too, because now we've got politicians and a potential president. I hope to God not. I'm praying about that big time. Right? Now, everything that they do or say they do or say they want to do or want to help out, the first thing in your mind isn't, oh, isn't that nice? The first thing in your mind now is, oh, my God, who are they going to screw now? And I'm not making this up. Again, do your own homework. I'm tired of you guys who send me emails and go, prove it. Nah, I'm not going to prove anything. You don't like what I have to say, don't listen. How's that? We start off there. Number two is if you want to prove me wrong, why don't you go look for it, look for what I'm saying, and then prove where they're wrong, and then we can discuss it on the show. Have the guts to call in. I love you people send me emails after the show's over, the next day, whatever, whatever. And I know some of you got to work, and when you finally get home, you finally get to it. That part's different than those of you who seriously, sincerely could call in during a show, send me an email during a show, but you don't. Because you know I'll have some real fun with some of those comments. And, you know, if you think about all the things, quote-unquote, the Clintons have done, although I don't really know what they've actually accomplished, think about how many percentage-wise of those things are always somehow attached to a corruption or impropriety, something wrong, right? Something always goes sideways, and it's always somebody else's fault. And even Haitian leaders, I mean, there are speeches, if you go out and look on YouTube, there are speeches where Haitian leaders have spoken out against the Clintons. There are Haitians that speak out on a regular basis against the Clintons. You'll never see that in mainstream media. Now, a couple of Haitian leaders are speaking up and out against the corruption of Hillary and what she and her husband have failed to do for them. But that little island nation of theirs. In 2010, Haiti suffered from a devastating 7.0 earthquake, killed an estimated 200,000, left millions of Haitians displaced. Now, the United States and other countries, right, they pulled their efforts together to try to help that nation. Now, two people charged with allocating large sums of charitable dinero, aid, resources, whatever, were the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and former President Bill Clinton. So she sent him as our liaison. She sent him as a United States representative to screw them. That's basically what she did. She sent the right guy for the job, apparently. Now, the pair have been criticized for blowing the money on high-end hotels, industrial parks that have done nothing. You know, that's the other thing, too. I've read articles about how there was some kind of ceremony where they were opening up a new plant and what have you. Well, the plant today is not functioning. And it was built 30 or 40 miles outside where the major damage had taken place. Who needs the plant? Who needs the job when you got no place to live? You got no transportation, no way to get to work? These people are brain dead. I mean, seriously. They also awarded one of the things they did was they awarded a hefty government contract to big donors of the Clinton Foundation. There was no bidding process. They just, you know, I'm a trustee on the school board. If I just handed this stuff out like candy, where do you think I'd be today? Yeah, you got it. I'd have a number on my back. That's right. I'd be in jail. You know, in fact, there were billions of dollars that were meant to flow to Haiti to provide aid, and very little has been. We're 8 years into this after that happened. Is it 8 years? I don't want to be quoted as giving out misinformation. Six years, going into 7 years. So 7 years later, even though billions of dollars have been donated, very little has been done in Haiti. Very little aid has gone to Haiti. Very little has gone to help those people out. And with today's hurricane, they're really in a world of hurt. Right? You know, to coin a phrase from Hillary, these people live in truly deplorable conditions. And yet the Clintons went out, they pulled money in, into their foundation, right? Because they were going to go help Haiti. They were going to go out there and help. And you could see Bill on the ground out there. And here's the deal. So the Clinton Foundation gets all that money in. And then the Secretary of State, Clinton, she goes ahead and awards all kinds of contracts, billions of dollars in contracts, and the people that are directly affiliated with the money that came into the Clinton Foundation. Now, Bernie, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, Sensoric, is a former president of the Haitian Senate. He's released a public statement. And Donald Trump, God bless him for doing this one right, put it up on his website. He went on to say, when an earthquake rocked the nation of Haiti in 2010, corruption moved in faster than the hurricane to help, faster than the earthquake to help so the desperately needed. He said, today the people of Haiti are still suffering despite billions of dollars that have floated in the Clinton Foundation. Clintons exploited this terrible disaster. They stole billions of dollars from the sick and starving people of Haiti. The world trusted the Clintons to help Haitian people, and they were deceived. Clintons now are richer than they ever were before, and the Haitians are in worse shape than they ever were before. You know, you have to be one sick human being to put Hillary in charge of this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells.
He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on Genesis Communications Network. And for some of you who don't know what that means, is that, you know, Joe doesn't put this out all over the place. There's some great guys on the other end of my mic that put out the show, Genesis Communications Network. Bunch of great people there as well that help get the show out to a multitude of radio stations. Head over to their website, too, if you want to get some other great hosts. It's GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Again, great set of guys out there that help bring you the show. And I do appreciate the time you spend. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can sign up for the emails. I send out one email a week just to let you know who's going to be on show, what we're going to be talking, topics we're going to be discussing. And very fluid, unlike some gender, but very fluid. Gets you, lets you know, I got to change from time to time depending on what's happening, right? So our hearts and prayers go to those people on the East Coast that may be suffering through the hurricane. Very, very tough thing to be, to do. You know, I can just imagine waiting. Is it going to hit? Is it going to hit? What kind of damage is it going to do? What kind of damage is it not going to do? This thing went from a 5 to a 4. It hung in at a 4 for a while. Now I guess it's down to a 2. But still, you know, 120-mile-an-hour winds or 105-mile-an-hour winds coming at your house, our prayers go out to those people. And if you've got family, we're praying with you. We're in agreement with you that your family's going to be safe and fine, and you'll be able to call them as soon as the lines are up. You know, I thought it was kind of funny. I'm not a genius when it comes to this stuff, but I thought it was kind of funny. I was watching what was going on in Florida, and they were very proud of the fact, and some of you will make fun of me, but that's okay. I'm good with it. They were very proud of the fact that they put all these power lines underground since the last, you know, major hurricanes. They've been working hard. They spent billions of dollars. They put all these power lines underground. And I heard one of the guys say, we can't turn the power back on until the water recedes. And I was thinking to myself, okay, I was watching the guys put up power lines when the water is high. I'm just thoroughly confused. Why would you put them underground if you have to wait for the water to recede? It takes sometimes days for the water to recede to the point where the ground's not saturated anymore. So if there's an electrical engineer out there that can enlighten me, I'm not so pig-headed and stubborn that doesn't think I need enlightenment from time to time, so let me know. Just curious. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, okay, so I took a minute to go sideways. Right. So there's a university that has distributed a 7-page speech guide. Now, why they distributed this, I don't know, because most young people aren't going to read it anyhow. You'd have to do it in tweet form. That's the only way you're going to get it across to anybody. So, they went on to say, these are 35 dumb things well-intended people say, and they were passed out to James Madison University at the student orientation leaders. Now, the freshman orientation at James Madison University, their leaders were given this list and said that they should not say these things, including phrases such as, now, if you're easily offended, this may not be the show you want to listen to. Because I talk about idiots and morons and boneheads and, you know, low IQ people and all of that. You know, I, for some of you biblical scholars, my favorite version of the Bible, or translation if you would, is the Message Bible. And if you study the Bible at all, you'll know why, and you should get a chuckle out of that. So there's 35 things they should avoid saying, including phrases such as, this I just don't understand, you have such a pretty face. We shouldn't use that. Why? Because is the other people around them going to think that we think that they have ugly faces? We have to say that to everybody. We see how nuts we've gone with this? Love the sinner, hate the sin. All right, so now we can't speak, you know, biblical principle? We're all part of the human race. Wow, that's bad? When did that become bad? Oh, you know what that's for? That's to help that, remember that trans species woman we talked about one night? Must be to help her out, because we don't want people who are a trans species to transition to another species. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Let me see. I treat all people the same. That's consistent. People, do you realize how much trouble we're in? Do you understand where this is going? I treat all people like it was only a joke. That's a bad one to say, too. Okay, another one here. I never owned slaves. Well, I never did. Why can't I say that? I don't know anybody did. I don't even know any family that I hung out with whose family owned slaves or whose ancestors owned slaves. My ancestors weren't even here. Do I get a pass? Oh, and this one is really bad, apparently. People just need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps, among other expressions. People need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps is a bad thing to say to somebody? Are we serious? I mean, that thoroughly confused me even the first time I read it. You know, I was talking to a fellow today that's, I don't want to say he was a liberal. He's definitely moderate-leaning left. And when he was talking to me about the chasm between the very rich and the average person, that there's a major gap there. Yes, that's why you preface it with very, the very rich. There are rich and very rich, and there are well-off, and there are people that are doing well, and there are people that aren't doing so well, right? I mean, that's the American dream. You work through, you push through. We were talking about some successful people in a particular town I live in. And one person in particular comes from the same area of Boston that I came from, who happens to be doing very well, extremely well now. And I said to the fella after he made that comment, you know, the chasm is big, we have to do something about it. I said, no, we don't have to do anything about it. What we have to do about it is educate our kids better. That's what we have to. That's how you do it. It's not about giving them more money. It's not about giving them a hand up. It's about educating them properly. If you educate them better, they can move on. I happen to know this guy and myself. We weren't well educated. The area we came from had a terrible education system. You know, it had some, you know, after school programs that he and I both partook of. And he got out of there before I did. And he made something of himself. He did really well for himself. I don't want to give away too much information because the show airs in that area, and I don't want people to know. But he did very well for himself. He came, if any of you have visited my personal Facebook page, or if you want, just go ahead and Google the North End of Boston, 1970. And he came from a very, very extremely poor area of town. And if he got new shoes every year, I'd be surprised. And that's not a joke. Some of you think it's funny when people like me and others talk about how often you get new things and new clothes. And you know, there were people in the Appalachian Mountains, you know, they get a new dress every 5 years or new shoes every 3 years. There are people out there that really happened to it, not in 1940. It happened in the late 60s, 70s, late 70s. So this fella worked hard, busted buns, got out of where there wasn't money to be made, decided to pick himself up by his bootstraps, moved to a different part of the country where he thought he had some opportunity. And wherever he found opportunity, he made it bigger. He made it better. He did what he could do so that he could actually move up in the world. I don't know any other way to put it. And that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. So after I was done with this conversation with him, I said, now think about that. He came from one of the poorest parts of the country, and now he's got more money than six of us put together. And he wasn't at the right place at the right time. He didn't hit the lottery. He didn't marry into money. He worked hard. He busted his buns. And I came from the same place. I'm nowhere near him on the financial scale. We had the same education. And here's the difference. The difference is he went after one thing. He stayed with it. He learned early about how to focus on something and stay with it and do it the right way. And he did it. And he was successful at it. I give him all kinds of kudos. I think that's great. I think that's wonderful. He comes from Italian immigrants. People couldn't even speak the language when they got here. And that's the true American dream. There isn't another American dream. That's it. That you have opportunity. There's no other dream that says when you start to fail, the government will bail you out. There's no other dream that says that if you can't, like Nancy Pelosi likes to say, why should you work? You should be able to. Why should you have to work to sustain yourself? You should be able to pursue your dream. Well, your dream shouldn't be to live off the government. That's not a dream. That's a nightmare. And if you haven't figured that out, maybe we should take the car keys away from you. You know what I'm saying? You're not smart enough to follow basic traffic rules. So where I'm going with this is, you know, I would love it if he would come on the show and tell his story. But son of Italian immigrants, grew up in really, truly one of the lowest, poorest parts of the country. Right? Not a lot of hope at the time. And he's a wealthy, caring, loving guy today, living the American dream for real. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan silver dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
All right, sit down. No dancing. We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Okay, so I read a couple of quick emails and notes and comments. And, I'll tell you what. I'm kind of in agreement with some of you. We have a generation coming up. And not that I'm sure all our parents kind of said the same thing. But I remember saying it when, what was that, 50 Cent guy? Is that the, he's the white rapper, really nasty white rapper. I think it was 50 Cent, Half a Buck, whatever his name was. Anyhow, so he started, and one of his songs, which somehow was a hit, I don't know how much crack he had to smoke to make it a hit, but he actually talked about hating women, hitting women, and having sex with his mother. But not in those wonderfully sweet terms that I just used. So he talks about how, all this stuff and what have you. And it was a hit song, and I was saying to myself, I complained about it. And somebody wrote me back and said, Joe, you're just being you're being an old guy, and, what's wrong with you? Our parents complained about the same thing. No. Our parents and their parents complained that there was too much sex in the songs. Our parents complained that, the way we were dancing was like, had sexual rhythms to them, okay? Our songs weren't about beating women and having sex with your mother. And I said, once this stuff starts to get accepted, once we start treating these songs or these artists or these morons, whatever you want to call them, whatever you want to give them for a name, once we start treating this okay, this starts to get into our young people's heads. You as parents didn't shut it down. The administrators at the schools talked about, you know, freedom of whatever. I don't even know what you want to call that. Freedom to be stupid. Freedom to be assaulted. Right? So they're hearing all these nasties. It must be acceptable because mom and dad aren't pushing back. Society as a whole says it's okay. And they get these things in their head, and all of a sudden, they've been desensitized to these things. I told you, years ago, I used to have, there was a Marine fellow that I used to have on, and we would talk about how the new kids coming in, or the new class coming into the military, were very good, you know, with rifles and such, because they had built hand-to-eye coordination early in life. Do you know how? Anybody? Raise your hand if you know. Okay, I see somebody. Here's the deal. Because they had been playing video games so much that they were desensitized to the killing because it's just a video game. It's not a big deal, right? You wipe out everybody. At the end of the game, you do a reset. They'll save everybody's get back up, and they fight again. So we had desensitized them there. Number two was that all of a sudden their hand-eye coordination went up a gazillion percent because they've been doing this all along. It's shooting, moving, you know, quickly making changes, so they were doing well there. So don't tell me the music and what you're watching on TV and all that doesn't have a long-term effect, because it does. So we've raised all these kids with the music that we've raised them with the way society is, with the dumbing down of moral standards. And the concern that I have, as others seem to have too, based on some of the input I'm getting, is we've raised a generation of people that don't have real boundaries. They don't have real foundations. They have, you know, airbags for foundations. They're squishy. They're movable. Not quite where they need to be. I can move them around. I can make adjustments as I need to. So there are no real guidelines. Remember years ago, I don't do it anymore, but I got thrown off for stealing. No, I'm just kidding. I used to teach an ethics and integrity class every year. And we would take kids, and some of you who have money will understand this, but we would get kids from different parts of town, and you always knew what parts of town they were from, at least after the first few years I did it. Because the kids who had nothing, for the most part, seriously, think about this. The kids who had nothing really cherished the things they had. They had a respect for ownership. And you would think this would be the other way around to a degree. But they had a respect for ownership. They understood the value of things. And it was easy to explain to them, you know, certain issues of integrity and ethics and doing the right thing. The very wealthy children, the children who came from the wealthy part of town, they had no understanding of value. They had no understanding of the stealing and the whole, because, you know, it's easy to replace, right? You steal it, you take a little bit from somebody. It wasn't a big deal. Giving away ice cream cones when they worked at the ice cream store was not a big deal because, you know, businesses, they expect to have loss, so therefore they expect to have loss, and therefore, so I'm going to help make sure that their expectations are met. It was really crazy. And I stopped doing it after a couple of years. When I got busy, yes, but they changed leadership. And at least in the ethics and integrity classes, they really vetted the people that were in there. And over a two-year period, they brought in some people that actually told you when lying, when cheating and stealing was considered okay and acceptable. And I'm not willing to give up the fight, but I'm not willing to be the, you know, the only guy fighting in a 9-man crew. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow. And we're dumbing down a whole group, or we have dumbed down from a historical standpoint, from an educational standpoint, from just basic foundational principles. And when you have a group of leaders, now think about this. This university is telling its freshman orientation leaders that these are terms they cannot use. You have such a pretty face. Love to sin or hate to sin. We're all part of the human race. Somehow that's a bad thing. treat all people the same. It was only a joke. I never owned slaves. And people just need to pick themselves up by their bootstraps. These are all bad, negative things that one would say. Although there isn't one of these that my kids or other young people I know would take as an insult. Now, those phrases and others on the list, like widen the diversity gap and do not create a safe and inclusive environment. That's according to a 7-page handout by this university. So how does we're all part of the human race widen the diversity gap? Okay? How does that not create a safe and inclusive? How does saying that everybody's part of the same thing, how is that not inclusive? We're all part of the human race. Somehow they don't consider that inclusive. Again, I need to go back to school because I have no clue as to how the English language works. Absolutely none. And I want to get a little, I won't get religious on you, but I want you to think about something, even if you're not a religious person. Love the sinner, hate the sin. Right? How can you misconstrue that? Even if you don't know God, don't want to know God, have no idea who Jesus was, love the sinner. Love the person that's doing bad things. Don't love what he's doing. How many of you hate some of the things your kids do, but you love your kids? Right? I mean, you parents know when I say it's very hard. You cannot like them. You cannot want to be around them. You sometimes, when they get really stupid, you don't even want to hear the sound of their voice. You need time to cool down. But you never not love them. You never not care about them. Right? You have to have an IQ of 2.5 not to understand that. I knew I was going to go too long on this, but I'm going to keep on it anyway. So adapted from Dr. Maura Cullen's book, 35 Dumb Things Well-Intended People Say, Surprising Things We Say That Widen the Diversity Gap. The list also classified some compliments and encouraging words such as calling someone cute. Or saying, I know exactly how you feel. Those are no-nos. We're not going to be able to say anything. Remember that old Apple commercial where they were all in gray suits when the Apple first came out? I think it was the Apple Lisa or something, right? They were all sitting around. We're not going to do stuff the same old way. Well, we got to keep bringing that back. We got to change the verbiage. We are going to do stuff the same old way. We're going to go all the way back to like a communistic kind of viewpoint where everybody, your words are censored, what you write is censored, how you act is censored, what you wear is censored. Many of the dumb statements people make, I don't see color. I don't. I'm colorblind. What if you are? I don't see the difference. We're all part of the same race, the human race. It's a bad thing to say. The schools are saying, don't use those terms. Well, what are the terms you're going to use? Hey, I know you're a little different than the rest of us. I don't see color. Well, actually, I see color. Let me see. I see you're black. Okay. I see you look a little different. Are you part of our race? I guess, according to what they said here, those would all be proper terms that I could say. They don't even know what they want. They go through a whole list. I don't even have time. There's no way. Let me see if I can. Some of my best friends are. These are all things that you can't say. I know exactly how you feel. I don't think of you as. The same thing happens to me, too. It was only a joke. Don't take things so seriously. What do your people think? What are you? Or where are you really from? I don't see color. I'm colorblind. You're so articulate. It's so much better than it used to be. Just be patient. You speak the language very well. Asking black people about their hair or hygiene. Saying LGBTQ people, what do you do in the privacy of your own bedroom? Oh, what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom is your own business. Hey, I'm going to go puke. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be right back.